I'm a naturally a caring person. I don't know where it stems from, but that's sure probably it comes from my mother, which who is also a caring person a lot. And I have that issue that I decided to leave my friend group because I thought that those people are not resonated with me, their habits are bad, and I don't want to be that way in the future. And now I do miss my friends and I do still care about them. And also I was listening to your outlier mindset and you talked about the limbic system and how you can turn it off. So would you give me some advice or how can I shut it down a bit?
Yeah, you shut it down from just practice. So every time it hits you, like don't get me wrong, I get into bed at night and I'll think of like a beautiful woman that I'm dating and I'll be like, oh, I wish you, and I'm like, shut up, don't, no, go to bed. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, don't even let it in because it weakens you. I swear to God, it weakens you. You get softer, you start texting her like, oh, hey, I was just thinking of you. You let that weakness seep in, it becomes you, it consumes you. The other thing you need to do is just embrace masculinity. It's as simple as that. Like, I miss my ex-girlfriend and my dog. I had a fucking lovely life in London. I missed the shit out of them. I missed the shit out of my dad. He ain't coming back. And that relationship is never happening again. That dog's going to be dead in 2, 3 years. This is what it means to be a man. You just need to say these statements out loud and be like, yeah, fuck it. I miss my hair. It's never coming back. Do you know what I mean? You just got to sit there and just go, fuck it. Here's what it is. Like, you can't reverse a lot of things. Like, are these friends good for me? No. Is it sad? Yeah. There's no, like, if you said to me, I'm sad, like, I actually really, really sad. I really miss them. I'd be like, of course you do. But then I'd go, what do you want? Like, do you want mediocrity? Do you want to be average? If you do, then go back to them. That's fine. There is no right answer in life. But if you really want top level success, you just need to make sacrifices. And there's a quote in the, what's the film, guys? Oh, Blackberry. There's a Blackberry film on Amazon. And the guy says, he was like, success is full of sacrifices. And he said, the harder the sacrifice, the greater the level of success. And it always is like the bigger the sacrifice, the more people you have to cut off. Like, I make horrible decisions every single day.
I have an issue of not showing my emotions sometimes because if the girl texts me that she loves me, she cares about me, that all this stuff, I feel like a cunt if I don't reply in a nice manner. I just say okay.
Weakness. It's weakness. You need to get rid of it. Like, I know it's horrible. Like, it's not easy to train. Like, for years, I was that guy. I was like, somebody would say to me, oh, you need to say this to her. You need to get rid of her. And I was like, yeah, but like, she's all right. She's a good woman and stuff like that. And I was really nice. But here's the problem. How old are you? So what will happen is you'll be the nice guy and you'll do everything for everybody. And do you know what people do? Because this is what humans do. They rip you to shreds. They trample all over you and you're nodding because you've experienced it. And what they do is they mistake your kindness for weakness. Where's your rage? Where's your bollocks? You just have to, because here's the thing. I wish we could all hold hands, skip around the fucking park naked and make daisy chains. I wish we could. I wish we could sit there with weed all day smoking, going, I love you. I love you. Let's do some ecstasy. Let's all have a hug and a cuddle. But you can't, because as soon as you do that shit, you just get ripped. Like, you think, oh, this girl's different. She's an angel. She will rip you apart the first time, the first sense of like weakness. She will just tear your throat out. People just do it. As soon as they sense a bit of weakness, they're like, I could use you. I could walk all over you. I said to my mum for years, I was like, Mum, every time somebody says, can you help me with this? Even though she's busy, she's like, yeah, I guess I can do it. And she'd moan about it. Oh, I'm too busy. Like, oh, they always ask. I was like, but the problem is you always say, yeah. I go, no, too busy, can't do it. So do you know what people do? They stop asking. They stop asking. When you say to people all the time, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Oh, fuck, go on then. I'll help you. Guess what they do? They use you more. They ask more. They ask for more. They're, oh, can you pick me up from here at 4 in the morning? Fucking hell, really? Like, even if it was my wife and she said, can you pick me up at 4 in the morning? I'd go, if you're going to stay out to 4 in the morning, you can get yourself home. That's your consequence. That's a decision you made. What if I get raped? And I'd go, we shouldn't stay out to 4 in the morning, dipshit. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, it's your consequence. Like, you've decided to stay out. Why would you want to stay out to 4 in the morning anyway? I'd be like, I'm going to bed. You take care of yourself. And do you know what's scary? Women love a man like that. People love a person like that. It's like your dad. Like, I used to say, dad, 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 dad. And he'd be watching TV and he'd just go, what? And then I'd start saying a story and he'd go, and just turn, he's just like watching the TV, just look the other way. I'd be like, dad, dad. Didn't make me hate my dad. It made me want to impress him more. I'd be on holiday and I'd be like, dad, watch me, watch me. Do you know what I mean? You want his attention. We all do this. But you have to just, like, you're 19. You want to be nice to people. So did I. I was the same way. And then you'll go through life and somebody will crush your heart. She'll be the most beautiful little girl you've ever seen. And she'll be the sweetest little person with the beautiful face and the big eyes. And she'll grab your heart and she'll go, and she'll just a
It is
million.
already happening, I think.
Exactly. And you'll go, how is she capable of that? Because she's human. And if you don't change that mindset, that's going to happen to you all your life. You're just going to be stamped on every single day. Everybody's going to crush you. And it's like, I don't want to be like this. Like I said, I'd love to be a happy, nice guy all the time. But if you're not like it, you get nowhere and everyone uses you and just cuts you to ribbons. And people are out there, they're like sharks in the water. They're going to take advantage of you. And once you start upsetting people, you get places in life. You'd be very surprised, like behind that very thin wall of like, oh, I don't want to offend anybody, is an amazing life.
In terms of like, because there was that video that you did recently. It was like the inner child one. And do you ever think that maybe we should, because I'm guessing like you're not as happy now as you was when you were like 20. And do you ever think that we should kind of embrace that like wetness behind the ears almost?
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. There is a part of me that's like, I probably should have enjoyed it a little bit more. I probably should have realized where I was and how happy I was. And here's the thing, it's not that I lack happiness. I get happiness from different things now. It's just everything made me happy. Like sitting down, I used to rush back from college at 3 p.m. I used to get a box of Pringles, a sugary cup of tea, jump on the Xbox and just play it till 3 in the morning with my friends. What that is Kevin Samuels used to describe this before he died. He was like, it's dopiness. It's almost like that goofy dopiness of like, oh, just moving through life all floppy and like gooey. Like that's what he's referring to. And it's just over time, you just harden up. You just get a little bit tougher and you're not as like I used to spend time with girls and I was like, I'm gonna make her laugh, I'm gonna be goofy, I'm gonna be funny and stuff like that. And then over time you're just like, no, I've got a purpose. This is what I want to do. I want to organize a date, I want to be here, I want to be on time. And you just change who you are. Now that's less fun because you're not skipping through the park holding hands saying, oh, you're the one and stuff like that. It's not as fun, but it's more effective. So it's fun in a different way where it's rewarding. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like you're starting a business with your friends at 20 and you're all like, we're going to be millionaires. And you start doing calculations and you go, if we just do this times 8 per day, we're going to make a million a month. And then it doesn't happen and it toughens you up. And then the next meeting you have at 29, you're very realistic and you're all sat around the table going, right, what's the strategy? We need to get serious. We were fucking around in the early days. What do we need to do? Well, what comes of that is a ton of money. So it's like you're going to be happier because you're getting results, but you're just not happier in the process because you're not like as goofy and like, oh, everything's going to be great. Like I said, wet behind the ears. Now, it's a good question from you because it's like if it's never going to come back, do you enjoy it? And there's a part of me that's just like, it's a double-edged sword. That's the only answer to this because if I hadn't lived those memories, it would have been loveless. I wouldn't have had that first love and the first heartbreak and the first time that, you're like, we're gonna get married. Oh my God, should we start naming our kids? Or, the first like I was that guy who was on the calculator going, I'm gonna be a millionaire and shit like that. So it's like without that, your life probably wouldn't have as much happiness in it. It wouldn't have as much, like, that's going to lead to probably traumas and whatever. But the double-edged sword is the quicker you get out of that mindset, the more you lock into that, like, ruthless neocortex mindset, the quicker you're just going to get results in life. So it's a double-edged sword where it's like, if I do one, I get a good balance and I get to say I had a good life and I grew and I figured some things out. If you do the other one sooner, there's less happiness, but there's quicker results. And here's the thing, like I could draw it for you guys now. I just draw something up. It's almost like this. It's like, you see that? Right. So on the one side, we've got goofy happiness. Then you have this massive dead zone where you can't be happy because you just need to get shit done. But then on the other side is like actual happiness, real happiness, where it's like, I've got a massive house, I've got a wife, I've got kids. And yeah, you have to be very practical. It's like for example, here's a perfect example. I think goofy happiness or happiness when you're young, wet behind the ears, is very feminine. Because let's say me and my wife move into a new house and she's going, oh my God, I can picture the family here at Christmas. I can do this, I can do that. Oh my God, babe, it's so beautiful. I can picture me, you, and the kids playing on the swing set. And I'm going, okay, security, where's the cameras? That's my job. That's my role. So I can't be as happy as she is. She's allowed to go down the Disney route, but I'm like, but here's the thing. I would be the unhappiest man in the world if somebody broke into my house and killed my wife and kids. So it's like my real happiness comes from protecting them. But she's allowed the goofy happiness, but that's what you have as a kid. That's what you have when you're young, is goofy happiness. But then you learn throughout life, like, my actual happiness comes from like financial stability. And in order to achieve that, I need to go through this disgusting dead zone in the middle where I'm just a moody little prick for 10 years. And it's just like, you just almost have to do it to get results. You almost have to do it. But it's like that real happiness. And that's honestly, that is the perfect example. Like, I was in Paris with this girl in February, Valentine's Day. All right, fair enough. And so that's goofy. That's goofy. You're like, oh, we're going to Paris. Oh my God, I can't believe we're here. We checked in, 5-star hotel. We're out on the balcony. She's going, oh my God, we're in Paris, babe. And like, I've got my arms around her and I'm embracing it, giving her a little kiss, a little cuddle. And I was like, this is amazing. When we went down on the street, she was like, oh, can we walk around Paris at night? Can we go and see the Louvre all lit up and stuff like that? And I'm like, yeah, of course. We're walking down the street hand in hand. I'm still like this. I'm still scouting around. Paris at night, dangerous fucking place for two tourists. You know, and like, I heard, like, I'm hearing squeaks from bins. And I'm like, babe, cross the road. She's like, why? And I'm like, there's rats in those bins. Like, watch out. You know, I'm like, she's like, oh, let's go down here. And I'm like, let's take the main road with the lights, because I don't know what's down there. It's a dark alleyway in Paris. I'm not familiar with the area. Let's go down the main road. Let's go 2 minutes around the corner on where the lights are, where the people are. And we'll still get to the same destination just 2 minutes later. And she'll be like, oh, you're so paranoid. We're in Paris. Let's have fun, relax, smile. But if I get stabbed and she gets raped, my happiness just goes. So it's like that. Do you know what I mean? It's real happiness. Like, I can then be goofy. We go 2 minutes, 10 minutes out of our way. We get around the corner. We get to the location. I can then be like, oh, arms around her. This is so amazing. We're here. But I've got us there. Do you know what I mean? It's a difference. It's a big difference. Like, you almost, I've always described it as you let the Disney in. As a matter, you get to a certain stage in your life where you go, okay, I'll let the Disney in today. I'll be happy. I'll let myself go. You have to almost choose when it happens. Whereas women, kids, young men, they can just be fun all the time. It's like going out and getting drunk. Oh, I've got to get drunk and I'm going to have the time of my life. It's my favorite song. Do you know what I mean? But then you get so drunk, you're paralytic, you're passed out on the floors, or somebody beats you up. And it leads to a terrible consequence. I was always the guy in the group that was like, I'll stay sober and make sure everyone's okay. I would walk at the back of the group and monitor everything and make sure everyone was okay. I took pride in that. It's like you need that balance. You just need to make sure everyone's okay. That's the masculine side. That's the real happiness. Make sure we have a nice trip. Make sure we're safe. That's where it comes from as a man. And then you go, okay, we can go. It's like the house has security. The house has cameras. You go and buy a guard dog. You make sure the area is nice. The schools are great. And then you go, oh, should we have a family night and watch movies and go and get some popcorn? You see what I mean? You let it in post all the other shit. But when you're building and you're in that dead zone, man, it's horrible. I've been there. You can't. When it's time to lock in, it's time to lock in. You can be all goofy and happy and serious and whatnot. But when it's time to lock in, you got to fucking go. It's like, I can be the nicest guy in the world. I can be polite to everyone. I like to help people and stuff like that. If somebody offended my family or said something, I'm like, man, I'm just going to snap your jaw in half. You need two sides. I saw Chris Williamson talk about it recently. It was in a video. This psychologist said, the man who's able to adapt to multiple scenarios is the guy who ends up succeeding at the elite level in like any era. And that's who you need to be. I can sit in a business meeting. I can be very formal. I wouldn't swear. I would be very articulate. Like, you can hear me on the phone. I'm entirely different to what I am on these calls when I'm trying to teach you guys. I'm like, good morning. How are you? Yeah, my name's Chris Sturmey. I'm calling up for this. Like, I'm entirely different. And then, you know, but if somebody pushed me too far, I'd be like, I'm going to break your nose. Because you have to have the two sides. That's what masculinity is. But when you're young, you don't have that second side.
How would you go about building it without kind of going through like all of that kind of... Because I suppose the easiest way is just going through the pain, because there's not really any other way. But yeah,
dude, that's masculinity. That's male life. And do you know how you speed it up? You expose yourself. You embrace it. Oh, I don't want to, like Aiden was saying the other day to me, he was like, I really don't want to do these cold calls, but I'm going to do them anyway. That I've done that all my life. I'm scared. Fuck, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't approach that woman. I could get rejected. Well, if I do it, I'm probably going to grow quicker. I've just did that all my life. Like I always said to you guys, your growth, your life is behind a very thin wall. And all you got to just keep doing is just running through these paper thin walls every single time. Fuck, it's scary. I don't do it. Do it because it's scary. Do it because you can't. Do it because you're not good at it. And then what happens is you grow at like an exponential rate. You got a real handsome guy, never approaches women. Ugly guy goes and approaches 1,000 women. Who's going to be better at talking to women? It's just like, but that guy's probably going to get rejected 95 times. And then he's going to be like, hey, I'm really good at this now. My confidence is through the roof. How many businesses do you have to start before you get it right? And people are like, oh, I wouldn't be doing that if I was you. It'd be much easier if you did. And you're like, I know it'd be easier, but I've got to do it to become who I've got to become. That's what it is. You're almost welcoming pain in. It's like somebody saying to you, don't open that door, there's a lion behind it. And you're like, kind of have to open that door. You know that, what's that book by Nietzsche? Lothothustra or whatever. And he talks about slaying the dragon. That's what it is. Is that as a man? You just go, where's my dragon? I need to go and fucking kill it. That's my quest. Do you want to? Do you want to go and fight this massive dinosaur fire-breathing thing with wings? No, I don't want to do that. I want to sit at home and watch Pornhub. But you go, I know. If I don't do it, it'd be terrible. Jordan Peterson said something recently, and it was a quote by someone else. And I love this. It's the devouring mother thing. It was something like the mother has the hardest job in the world because the son says, she's like, I don't want you to leave, but you have to. Because she says, you going out into the world is dangerous. The consequences are dire. But the consequences of you staying with me are far worse. And that reminds me of life for men. The consequences of not pushing yourself and embracing the pain is far worse. Because you end up not growing and just being like a fucking couch potato. You end up staying feminine. And it's like the more you embrace it, the quicker it speeds up.